Good morning. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
The WEOL Morning Show.
The only man brave enough to say the wind chill.
I'm not going to talk about it.
No.
Throw a little holiday music in for us this morning. Appropriate. Craig, you know I'm the guy of segues here, so that's the way it's going to work.
Sure.
Do you hear what I hear? And well, we'll talk with Dr. Rick Hetsko from Overland Hearing Care this morning. Good morning. I'm sure that's your favorite holiday song, right, Rick?
Actually, it is. We have a little thing that we put in our office that actually has that saying on it during the Christmas holiday.
And it's obviously important. I mean, it's as a, you know, the whole song and the sentiment of that. But at the holiday times, people come together. This is where everybody's talking, and maybe there's somebody who's kind of missing out on the conversation. What can we recommend at this time of the year for people?
Well, absolutely. We see a lot of folks who do come in at this time, and they're often frustrated because, you know, they're just not hearing the family well, and they get tired of getting together in groups and not being able to carry on a conversation with family members. So we do see a lot of folks come in this time of year seeking answers, and often it's a case of, we have to test their hearing. If we find out that they need some hearing enhancement, then we actually wind up talking to them about trying hearing aids. And many find out that, boy, this is the best thing that's ever happened as far as it goes, and come back very pleased with how well they're hearing at home and with the family during the holidays.
Doctor, let's say somebody comes in, they get tested, you make a diagnosis, a recommendation. What's the turnaround time for help?
Depending on the style of hearing aid we get for the patient, we can often get them in within a few days. Many of the hearing aids we have now can be quick fit. They don't have to be custom fit. So we can order a hearing aid today and have it within a day or two. A lot of it depends on how free our schedule is. But we have with us a young doctoral extern from the University of Cincinnati. So often we can get the patient in, get them tested, and get them fit within 3 to 7 days, depending on how quickly we can get the hearing aids in and how full our schedule is. So it's often pretty quick.
Well, today there's something going on. I guess the Lorain County Office on Aging has a senior fair at the mall. What's your participation?
Well, we'll be there, I guess, with about 40 other groups of people who are going to be talking about different age-related aspects of hearing, or let's say health and health care and services for us as we age. And I'm right up there, so I know what that's like. I'll probably be visiting some of the booths myself. But we're going to be just talking a little bit about hearing care and what's help available for patients who think they have problems with hearing or with tinnitus, noises in their ears, any of those aspects which they may have questions about. We'll be there to answer the questions for them.
What kind of display are you going to bring with you? Going to bring a big ear or anything like that? Or
no, nothing like that. We had hoped to bring out a what they call a hearing loop, which is a neat way to help people with hearing aids hear better in public and even in private venues. But because we might have some problem with electricity, we heard, we decided not to bring that. So basically we'll have some displays of different types of hearing technology that are out there. We'll have bags of information with goodies. We'll even have some candy. So if people want to stop by and get some candy, we have that too. But basically, we'll be there just to talk and answer questions. So if people have questions about hearing loss, about tinnitus, about hearing care or hearing health, we'll be more than happy to talk to people about that.
Doctor, for other, I don't want to call them illnesses, but for other situations, people are recommended to get regular checkups every year, every 6 months, whatever. Is there any kind of recommendation for how often people should have their hearing checked?
Absolutely. After age 50, or at age 50, we believe you should have your first, at least baseline, hearing test as an adult. But even younger adults, right out of high school, it's not a bad idea to get a baseline because that's usually when your hearing is the best. And it establishes a baseline for us so we can watch that and track it. You know, a lot of young people do a lot of listening to iPods or MP3 players at high levels. And they do this while exercising, while jogging. Often they turn the level up so they can hear it better, and they don't realize they're actually damaging their hearing when they do that. So even with younger people, it's important to at least get a baseline. And then if you notice changes in your hearing or ringing in your ears or noises in your ears, that's a good indicator that we should test your hearing again. Over age 50, every year, let's say at age 50, get a test. If the hearing is still normal, we'd say maybe 5 years later, get another test. If the hearing's abnormal, maybe get another test in a year just to track and monitor.
When we think of other exams, especially like eyes and stuff, they use that to maybe test for other things. Is hearing isolated, or is there other things that be, you know, well, hearing loss could be a symptom of something else?
Hearing loss is associated with a lot of things, especially fluctuating hearing loss, where people say, gee, my hearing's good today and it's not so good tomorrow, and my ears are ringing or I feel dizzy. That's usually the indicator of something going on in the inner ear, which is a disease process which needs to be treated medically. We have people who come in who are diabetic, for example, and diabetes often has other side issues such as vision problems, peripheral neuropathy. But less known is that hearing loss is associated with diabetes as well. So if you're a diabetic, you might want to have your hearing checked to see where it is. Heart disease is strongly correlated with hearing difficulty. So there are a lot of different things that we see during the course of our daily activities where patients come in. They're depressed, they're anxious. All of those things correlate highly with hearing loss. Dementia especially has been strongly related to hearing loss.
Doctor, without trying to get too icky-sticky,
okay,
what is earwax and does it have anything to do with hearing?
Well, earwax is good. I know a lot of people think, gee, I've got this wax in my ears, I've got to get it out. But earwax is a natural secretion of the ear, and it's protective. It has antimicrobial properties to try to keep bacteria and fungi from growing in the ear canal and causing the ear to itch or be diseased in any way. It also helps keep bugs out. You know, it's like flypaper for, it's kind of waxy and sticky, so when bugs try to crawl in, they get stuck in it. So it's a good thing to have, and the ear usually cleans itself of wax regularly. That's why when you wash your ear with a washcloth, you might get a little wax on the washcloth. That's normal. The ear has cleaned itself and dumped the wax where you can get it, right there in the bowl of your ear. What causes problems when people go in after the wax with Q-tips and things like that, where they're trying to get it out, they more often than not push more in than they take out. Then they can create an impaction, which can cause pain, sometimes even cause dizziness, as well as hearing loss temporarily until that's removed.
So there's a lot of things that we have to know. And what is it? The only thing you want to stick in your ear is your elbow? Isn't that what the saying?
Nothing smaller than your elbow,
As everybody now tries to say, hey, am I double jointed? Can I do
Can you do that?
Can I do that sort of thing? Well, Dr. Hetzel, you'll be out at the mall. I see the senior fair at the mall, Midway Mall, today is going from 10 until 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Right there in front of Macy's. They'll have a lot of stuff and some entertainment as well.
That's what I understand, yeah.
And a lot of things, and door prizes to get people out there, and it's a
good
chance.
Well, we may sing for them if they come to our table, too. You know, we're not averse to doing those kinds of things.
Exactly right. Or you'll maybe just whisper to see how
probably.
That's where they go. Dr. Rich Hetzko joining us for Oberlin Hearing Care over at the Senior Fair today at the Midway Mall. If people want to find out more, maybe get the information about hearing, what's a good place for them to check things out and find out about you as well?
Well, they can call us at Oberlin Hearing Care at 440-774-5819, or they can visit us at oberlinhearingcare.com. That's our website. We also are on Facebook at Oberlin Hearing Care on Facebook, so they can come to our website or our Facebook page and like us or see us and see what we're up to.
Sounds good. Dr. Hetzko, thanks for the advice. Appreciate it.
Thank you all.